be good.
Okay, all right. So, section four, limitation of liability and indemnification. A, no member shall be personally liable for the debts, liabilities, or other obligations of para, and B, the members of para shall be indemnified by the corporation to the fullest extent permissible under the laws of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So I think, as I read it, that basically, that as a 501c3, I guess, well, he mentioned earlier about whether we should form a corporation or not. Yeah, step one here in his cover letter was incorporating ourselves. NARC and the Horseshoe Club are incorporated. So when you form a corporation, that's a legal entity. It can be sued, and it can sue others and so forth. It acts like a virtual person. If we go to the step of becoming a corporation, because he mentions the word corporation here, but I think we can become a 501c3 without incorporating, and it probably does affect liability. You probably have greater protection for members if you're a corporation than if
you're not. Yeah, because you're limited. It's a limited liability.
Yeah.
So he'd be limited. Because I know, like, in the fire company, the line officers are basically covered under that. So you can't hold them personally responsible for any actions, you know.
Yeah, I mean, let's say we set up somewhere where as para for a field day, and we have a sign up that says para, okay, and a child walks by and trips over a piece of coax and, I don't know, breaks a tooth or something, you know. Somebody comes back and says, hey, we're not insured, we want you to pay for that. Okay, so who pays for it? And that's something that para could probably afford to cover, but suppose it's something worse.
Yeah.
And if it's, because somebody could say, well, that was negligence, you put that cable there, you caused a tripping hazard. So I think that's what this section's about, but...
Yeah, so if they want to go after the club, they can go after the club, but they can't go after...
Can't go after the individual without the coax.
Yeah.
I think that's the intent of what he's writing here. If he were here, I imagine he could probably expound on that, give us more detail. I don't know enough to really read into that.
Yeah. I know, the club's only got insurance on the equipment.
Right.
There is no...
No liability.
We don't have liability. We don't have a building. We don't have any. Technically, I mean, I don't see we would need it either. But you know, if you're a volunteer at an event with this kind of organization, I wouldn't think. You know, even if somebody had a problem with it and somebody did get hurt, I can't see them expecting a little tiny club to have any kind of money towards anything.
Yeah, and you know, you can't sue the individual. You know. If you go to if we're uptown and something happens, technically we're supposed to have insurance when we go anywhere to set up and stuff like that, just in case something this would happen.
But I think the intent of putting this in the bylaws is to simply make it clear that if something were to happen, that para is going to try to cover the whatever damages there are, that para is going to say, hey, as a group, we para are going to try to cover this situation so that the individual members don't get held responsible for it. To the extent that that's allowed under the law, I mean, there's limits to what, you know, even in a big corporation, there's things that the board of directors can still be sued for as individuals if there's malfeasance and different things like that. So.
Yeah, and I'm sure like if we were doing one of these races and stuff and I ran over somebody with my truck or something, that's not even club related, that's going to be personally me anyway because I did it.
Yeah.
Even if I was doing a para event, if I ran over somebody, I think that still would be the responsibility of my car insurance and stuff.
So I read this sort of as a statement of intent that that we as a club, if we adopt these bylaws, we're saying that we as a club intend to be the first line of responsibility if something happens at one of our events, that we intend to step forward and say, hey, we'll cover that. And in some cases, that's all you need. There's not going to be any kind of a lawsuit. It's just somebody needs to step forward and say, oh, yeah, you know, this $40 item got damaged, power will pay for it, you know. I mean, let's say somebody gives us permission to set up in a building somewhere and we break something. you know. Mm-hmm. I think part of the extent here is just that that para would step forward and say, okay, that was a club event. The club is going to pay to fix that light fixture, you know, rather than the guy who knocked it over.
Right.
Okay. Anything more to discuss on section four?
Nope.